Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon, Zach. I'm calling from Cambridge, Massachusetts. I received your brochure.
Okay.
My reservation code is, if you want that, I'm looking for a loan.
Okay. If you can read back to me the reservation code, and then I can pull up your information, and we can go from there, okay?
You want me to give you the code? I have it in front of me.
Yes, please.
2311.
2311. Okay.
2001.
2001.
0053-6710.
Okay, 1 second there. 0053, and then you said
6710.
10. Just 1 second here. Let me pull up your information. Okay, and then I am speaking with Shanaj.
Shanaj Alam Corporation.
Okay.
Hi.
All right, and you know, what would be a good phone number to reach back out to you on in case we do get disconnected?
Thank you very much.
You still there, Shanaj?
Hello?
Hello, still there?
Yes.
Okay, so what would be that good phone number to reach back out to you in case we were to get disconnected?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, what would be a good phone number that I could reach back out to you on?
617.
Okay.
617-234-0048.
0048. Okay. Let me just pull up your file here. Just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are you still located on the 47 Mount Auburn Street address in
Yes.
Cambridge, Massachusetts?
Yes.
02138.
02138. That's correct.
Okay. And then the business classification of your business, is it a partnership, a C-Corp, an S-Corp?
No, it's a limited small corporation.
Okay. LLC?
And it's between me and my wife. So okay. It's basically a family affair. It's a small company.
Okay. And what is the time in business?
It's a convenience outlet.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
How do what?
How long has the company been in business?
I've been here for almost 8 years, and I have a lease of another 10 years.
Okay, great, great. All right. And then lastly, what would be a good email address to reach back out to you in case
I cannot hear you. Can you speak up a little bit?
Sure. What's a good email address in case I need to send you any information?
My email address is thefirsttraders@gmail.com.
Okay, could you repeat that, please? I'm sorry. We might have a bad connection here.
Yeah, the first traders.
Okay. At gmail.com.
Yeah.
gmail.com. Great. Okay. So what you had received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction, see if we can be a good fit.
I am currently working with American Express and Capital One. On deck. Two people I'm dealing with at this time. I want to pay them off and have a consolidated one guy to work with. So I looked at your brochure. You are doing 3 years and 5 years. This is a 1 year loan I'm doing with them, and it's
like with OnDeck,
paying off almost $8,000 every month.
Okay, what was the total amount that you initially borrowed with OnDeck?
Yeah, the total amount I'm paying off every month is about $8,000. So I want to get rid of all that and have one guy where I can have a three-year loan, and I cut down my payments so that it becomes easier on my cash flow.
Right.
Buying a business now. At this point of time, I'm in the middle of buying a business, another store, and that's why I was looking for some funding.
Okay. So it's just with those two companies that you have loans out with currently, OnDeck?
I'm working with OnDeck and American Express.
Okay. Do you know, or what were the original amounts that you had borrowed from OnDeck?
I'll tell you, hold on, just give me 1 minute, 50, 60 minutes. Thank you. 90 plus 110.
110.
Yes, I only paid off almost 5,000 left, so it's only 125 to pay them off, and I'm out.
Okay, and then with American Express, what was the amount that you had originally borrowed with them?
I borrowed, it's the second tranche I have with them. Before I borrowed 80 and I paid them off, then I borrowed another 90, and I paid them about 7,000 back, so paid 20.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I pay them off, I need some extra money. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for?
Sorry?
Is there a specific dollar amount that you are looking for?
Yeah, if you can, about a couple hundred.
Okay, maybe $250.
Yeah, about $250. Then I clear everybody, and then I have enough money to go for the next one.
Great.
Next door.
Okay. Okay. Just had a couple of questions for you. Our loans are based off of the sales of the year previous with the business. Do you happen to know what you did in sales last year?
My last year's sales was $890,000. I have my statements if you want. I can get you those. My average is about $850,000. It fluctuates, depends on the weather and a lot of it. I'm located in the heart of Harvard University.
Ah,
so it's basically, a student area. Sufyan, take this number. Tell him I'm not here. The video is bothering me. Tell him you're working. Yes, yeah.
Okay. So based off that number, we would be able to get you upwards of $130,000 to $140,000 to start with.
I see. If you get me $140,000 for 3 years, what am I looking at? Let's hypothetically, how much do I have to pay you back, especially a 3 year period? You think you can do 3 years in that amount? Because then what I'll do is I'll pay off OnDeck, and then I can carry on paying the American Express, which is a yearly loan. If you have 3 years, and I can slowly pay them off and have still money enough to get going with my store.
Gotcha. Okay. Typically with our first-time customers, terms are anywhere from 6 to 24 months. Those three-year loans are kind of rare, and those are actually for our equipment financing program, which is more like a car loan. So those are 2 to 5 years.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
But regularly, like for us, for retailers, it's 6 months to... You see, I'm dealing with 6 months. I already paid off OnDeck, and only $3,000 left. They charge me 13%, and with OnDeck, I have a revolving loan with them, like a line of credit of $20,000.
Okay.
I keep on using and putting it back. That's that's a loan for almost 9.9%. So 10%, okay. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what is your percent.
So I'm very familiar with OnDeck. They are definitely a business in our network. We start at right around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there, as it is an unsecured loan. So it is a little risky.
It's a yours is a secure loan or cash advance, or how do you do that?
It's an unsecured loan.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's the working capital is an unsecured loan. I heard you mention about merchant capital loans. We do have those as well. Do you have a strong credit card or merchant sales each month?
Yeah, I do good. My average is about $1,500 every month. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because that would definitely be a factor that would work in your favor as well.
Further down. Yeah. On this side, across the square. This little square, next to that on the right side. Yeah. It's about 1500 average yearly, but it goes up to 2000 also sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends, you know, the trend of the students. Mostly students use credit cards. That's why I've been doing this with Poro Financial, with American Express, with
City Bank. Makes sense.
On this financing.
Yeah, it makes sense in the area that you're in for sure. So let me ask you this. How would you rate your personal credit?
My personal credit, my wife's credit is about 700. Mine is about 670 or 80. So
okay,
it's not too bad, not too good.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right there. Right at the national average. Your wife is actually has a better than national average, which is good. These are good things. So the reason I ask is part of the loan is based on credit. It's based on cash flow. And there's a couple time in business, so there's a couple factors involved. I'm just trying to get a snapshot of what we can do for you. We have a very simple process to get you some feedback. We have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements and the the first two pages of your most recent tax return. We look at your merchant statements, and then as well as the information with OnDeck and American Express, and that would give.
Can you do me a favor, Zach? You're Zach, right?
Correct.
Yeah, Zach. Send me an email with what you're looking at, and then
Sure. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And what kind of time frame are we working with here? Is this an immediate need, or are you kind of shopping around?
In about 15 to 20 days, if you can do that, that would be great.
Yeah. You know, we work very quickly. As soon as I receive your information, I can package it for underwriting and, get your feedback inside of 24 hours, typically.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's very...
If I qualify for 150, then I will just call American Express. I have to take your money in and tell them to take their money out, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it. And then once I am done with all that, because on deck, I would like to keep their $20,000 going around, because that helps me. They take a weekly payment, and it adds up to me every month. I have $4,000-$5,000 back in my bank. And sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't. So I keep on rotating that cash.
Right.
If you guys don't have that kind of facility, right?
I'm sorry. We do. It depends on the amount, and again, there's other factors involved with regards to those lines of credit. Typically, you got to have a credit score above 720 to qualify for that. But there are different instances I've seen that it can happen. Was that something that you're looking for as well?
I see. See, for me, it's very easy. I give a call to OnDeck, and they give me $30,000 without checking anything. See, that's the. But their interest rate is a little high. It's 12.9%, and they want their money back in 6 months. So it disturbs my cash flow. But if I'm in a crunch, I've used them once once or twice. I've used them, and now I'm almost paying them off. I think $5,000 left, but I can always get $30,000, in one day.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm very familiar with OnDeck. You know, I've worked with customers that have worked with them in the past, and they are in our network. So what I'd like to do is put together the list of the items that we would need to see what we could make available for the business.
Yes, we do that. And then I'll go ahead from there.
Okay. And then, can I read back the email address that I have? Is it First Traders?
Yeah, it's the first. The first.
The traders. First.
Trade, you know, trade.
Yeah.
TRADERS. The First Traders. There are two T's, not one.
Got it.
You get it? The first. FIRST, first. And then again, traders.
TRADERS. Gotcha.
TRADERS, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to put that email together for you right now. I'll have it over to you in 10 minutes. My contact information will be on there as well. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. And you know, as soon as I receive your information, I will go to work for you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time today, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.